Title: Modal Color for Darker Tracks Masterclass with Live 12 Stock Packs Intermediate. Alright, let's build a dark drama and bass idea that feels genuinely menacing, not just minor key and a reese. The goal today is modal color, using a stable root so the track still punches in a club, while the notes around that root create dread, tension, and that forward pull that makes rollers feel alive. We are staying fully inside Ableton Live 12 stock devices and stock packs, intermediate level, so I'm going to move with purpose, but I'll also tell you why each move matters. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's right in the pocket for modern DNB. Now make a few groups so your session stays readable. Create a drums group with kick, snare, hats, and a break layer. Then a bass group with sub and mid bass. Then a music section with stabs, patter texture, and a topline FX track if you want extra atmosphere later. One more thing that helps a lot. Open a MIDI clip anywhere, turn on scale, and pick D minor as a starting point. We're not married to natural minor. This is just your safety rail so you can enter notes quickly and not get lost. The whole point is that we're going to deliberately modalize the vibe with a couple signature tones. Now the core concept. Treat modes like a hierarchy, not a scale. In dark DNB, you usually communicate the mode with one or two signature degrees, not by running up and down like it's a theory exercise. So we're going to pick a mode for the A section, and then we'll flip one defining note for the B section. That's how you get progression without changing your root, and without turning the drop into a chord progression festival. Here are your main dark palettes. Phrygian. This is the claustrophobic minor flavor. In D is D, Eb F G, A, B B, C. The identity note is the flat 2, Eb. That's the dread note. Use it like a weapon, not like a constant drone that gets boring. Harmonic minor. Classic D and B tension. In D, it's D, E, F, G, A, B, B, C sharp. The identity note is the raised 7, C sharp. That note has gravity. It wants to rise to D. And Phrygian dominant, very aggressive, very strong. In D, it's D, Eb, F sharp, G, A, B, B, C. That's a spice. You can absolutely overdo it. We'll mostly focus on Phrygian and harmonic minor today, because they're insanely effective and easier to control in a rolling context. So the plan, A section is D Phrygian, B section is D harmonic minor, root stays D the whole time. The ceiling changes, not the floor. Cool. Let's build drums first, because the groove decides whether your harmony feels heavy. If your drums are too busy, modal color reads like clutter. If your groove is clean and has pockets, a single altered note can feel like a horror movie. Start with kick and snare. Use a drum rack and pull stock samples from your installed packs. Make a classic DNB pattern. Kick on beat 1, with an optional ghost kick around 1.3 if you want movement. Snare on 2 and 4. Don't overcomplicate this. We want a strong skeleton. On the kick, at EQ 8, high pass around 25 to 30 Hz. If it's boxy, a small dip around 250 to 350. Then drum bus. Drive somewhere like 5 to 15%. And bring in boom around 20 to 40%. Set the boom frequency roughly 55 to 65 Hz, but adjust so it complements your root. Then a saturator on analog clip, 1 to 3 dB of drive, soft clip on. That's a simple stock but serious kick chain. On the snare, EQ 8, cut some mud around 200 to 300, brighten in the 5 to 8K region if it needs crack. Drum bus again, a little crunch, then push transients positive so it snaps. If you want a touch of space, add hybrid reverb, but keep it very short, like 0.3 to 0.6 seconds. High pass the reverb to 500 Hz, and keep the mix down around 5 to 10%. Just a hint of room so it doesn't feel pasted on. Now hats. Program 16 THS, but don't make them robotic. Vary velocity. Then go to groove pool and apply a light MPC style groove around 15 to 25%. The hats are going to help carry motion, while we leave space for the stabs. Add a break layer too. Pick a stock break, warp it in beats mode, preserve transients, and then high pass it around 150 to 250 Hz. Keep it quiet. It's there for life and glue, not to steal the low end. Quick coach note here, if your modal writing feels like it's not landing, don't delete notes first. Delete timing density. Fewer hits per bar, more gaps after snares. Bass reads as aggression in DNB. Now anchor the key with a sub that doesn't lie. This is huge. Modal color works best when the listener has a stable root. So your sub should be simple, clean, and centered. On the sub track, load Wavitable. Oscillator 1 as a sine wave, mono, one voice. Add glue compressor gently, 2:1 ratio, 10 ms attack, release on auto and just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Then EQ8 with a low pass around 120 to 150 Hz. Keep it pure. Write a sub pattern that mostly sits on D. Think roller rhythm. A longer note at the start of the bar, then shorter pickups leading into snares. The big rule: the sub is not where you do your fancy modal storytelling. The sub is your concrete foundation. If you start doing flat 2 and raised 7 jumps down there, the drop can feel unstable on a big system. Alright, now the star, the modal stab instrument. This is where we do the dark hook. We're going to make something punchy, short, and mix-friendly, not a lush chord pad. Make a stabs track. Use drift if you want fast, gritty character, or wave eatable if you want more control. Let's say drift for attitude. Set unison to 2 to 4, detune low to moderate, then shape the amp envelope. Attack basically instant, decay around 200 to 500 milliseconds, sustain at 0, release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. We want a stab, not a held chord. Then auto filter, low pass 24 dB. Add some drive, like 3 to 8. Use envelope amount around 20 to 40% so the filter speaks on each hit. Add saturator, 2 to 6 dB drive, soft clip on. Then hybrid reverb on convolution with a small room or plate vibe. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, but high pass the reverb input, like 300 to 600 Hz. Mix around 10 to 20%. Then echo. Time at 1/8 or dotted eighth. Feedback 15 to 30. High pass around 500, low pass around 6 to 8K. Mix 8 to 15%. You're going for tail movement, not a dub wash. Now, composition. We're in D Phrygian for the A section. D, Eb, F, G, A, B, B, C. The signature is Eb. Two extremely defective stab shapes for dark D and B. First, attention cluster. D, Eb, A, root, flat 2, fifth. That's instant darkness with very few notes. Second, a minor color with bite. D, F, Eb, or D, F, C with Eb as a grace note on top. Keep it lean. And here's the rhythm that makes it feel like D and B instead of like a keyboard demo. Place stabs after the snare is call and response. Try this. In bar 1, put a stab on 2.2 and 2.4. In bar 2, put a single stab on 4.2 and leave space. That silence is part of the hook. Then loop that idea across 4 or 8 bars with slight variations. Humanize it. Randomize velocity a little, like plus or minus 10 to 20, and nudge a couple stabs slightly late, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds. That tiny laziness is groove. Now an important sound design extra. Map velocity to filter. In wave eatable or drift, route velocity to filter envelope amount or cutoff. Now your louder hits are brighter, quieter hits are darker. You can write the simplest 2 or 3 note idea, and it still phrases like a real performance. Next, add a pad or texture that sells the mode without cluttering the mix. On a pad track, load meld for evolving darkness or wave eatable for stable. Either is fine. Put auto filter on it with slow movement. Rate like 0.05 to 0.12 Hz, low pass 12 dB, mild resonance. Add hybrid reverb with a longer decay, like 2.5 to 5 seconds, and aggressively high pass the reverb input, maybe 400 to 800 Hz. Then utility to keep lows mono, and avoid widening the center. Composition tip. Hold one modal drone note very quietly under the section. In D Phrygian, that's Eb. That flat 2 hanging in the air is pure menace. Keep it quiet. You want it felt more than heard. Now mid-bass. This is where you can hint at modal notes, but you have to respect the mix. Mid-bass should not become a jazz harmony lesson. Think, mostly functional, occasional color hits. On the mid-bass track, load wave eatable. Osc 1 saw. Osc 2 square but lower in volume. Unison 2 with low amount. Filter low pass 24 with a bit of drive. Add glide around 20 to 60 milliseconds, so notes can slur a little. Then a chain. Saturator on analog clip. Drive 3 to 8 dB. Optional amp if you want edge. EQ8 to tame harshness around 2 to 4K if needed. Multiband dynamics gently, not as a destroyer. Then sidechain compression from the kick. Ratio 4:1. Fast attack. Release 60 to 120 ms, and dial it until it bounces with the groove. Modal trick. In the S section, keep mid-bass mostly on D and C, the flat 7. Occasionally hit Eb, the flat 2, as a short passing note right before a snare. That one move is ridiculously effective. It's like a little threat right before impact. Now let's do the B section flip. This is where the track suddenly feels like it progressed, but the bass is still safe. A section is D Phrygian. B section is D harmonic minor. That means the big change is C becomes C sharp. Think in terms of gravity notes. In D Phrygian, Eb wants to fall to D. In D harmonic minor, C sharp wants to rise to D. Those half-step resolutions create forward motion without you adding chords. So in bar 17, or wherever your second 16 starts, change a couple stabs so the top note uses C sharp instead of C. You can even do a call and response between modes inside a single bar, after the snare, a Phrygian hit that contains Eb, and at the end of the bar, a harmonic minor answer that contains C sharp. That's a really advanced sounding move that's actually simple. Another variation, the split bar technique. Stay Phrygian for beats 1 through 3, then on beat 4, drop one C sharp as a turnaround tag. It signals something's coming without a full section change. Now arrangement. Let's lay down a simple 32-bar blueprint that works. Bars 1 to 8, intro. Use hats and the break layer only. Bring in the pad drone quietly on Eb so the Phrygian mood is already in the air. Keep effects sparse. Bars 9 to 16, build. Bring in kick and snare. Tease the stabs but filter darker, so lower the cutoff. Add a little snare fill in bar 16 so it points to the drop. Bars 17 to 32, drop A, full drums, sub, mid bass. Stabs doing call and response after snares. Keep pad minimal. Bass equals heavier. Then if you extend to 48 bars, drop B or variation. Do the modal flip to harmonic minor by introducing C sharp more clearly. You can also vary drums without adding U sounds. Add ghost snares, change break slicing, or alternate clean and dirty bars where the break layer comes in for 2 bars and drops out for 2 bars. Contrast makes your modal stabs feel intentional. And finally the outro, strip bass, the reverb tails and the break fading out. Now, quick checklist of common mistakes so you can avoid wrecking the vibe. 1. Overchording. Too many chord tones equals mud and no impact. 2 or 3 note stabs win indeed NB. 2. Modal notes in the sub. Keep sub mostly root, maybe flat 7. Put your signature notes in the mid-range where they translate. 3. Reverb in the low mids. High pass your reverb aggressively. For stabs you can even go 600 to 1K if needed. And try a short pre-delay, like 10 to 25 milliseconds, so your transient stays punchy. 4. Everything wide. Wide pads plus wide stabs plus wide bass equals a weak center. Keep bass centered. Choose one wide hero, and keep the rest more controlled. 5. Forgetting rhythm. If the groove is busy, harmony won't feel heavy. If the groove has pockets, one altered note can feel huge. Before we wrap, here's a mini practice you can do in 15 to 25 minutes. Make an 8-bar loop at 174 with full drums and sub. Write 2 stab patterns. Pattern A is D Phrygian using the D, Eb, a shape. Pattern B is D harmonic minor using D, F, C sharp. This audio version is shortened for playback.